Hello there, dear. I know all about you. And I know what you do when you listen to my recordings. You sit and you relax. And very soon the sound of my voice makes you surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. You begin listening to my voice and you surrender to sleep. You can actually feel how automatically you surrender to sleep. Without any effort, without any control, you give in and surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. You listen to my recordings over and over. And something about the way my voice affects you makes you want to touch yourself. And it's okay to touch yourself while you surrender to sleep. You might move very slowly and fluidly. And you feel that floaty feeling sinking. And I'm sure as you descend into a deeper trance, a deeper surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. You know that I'm going to be your guide, that I am your guide. But this will be different from what you're accustomed to. Your hand moves up and then descends down. And I want that rhythm to become steady, just like your breathing. Your slow, deep breathing. The words surrender to sleep hit you so powerfully. Every time that I say the words surrender to sleep, you fall into a deeper hypnotic state where you feel heavy and relaxed and maybe tingly and perhaps floaty as your mind opens and detaches from conscious thought, detaching your mind from your body, and yet they are in perfect harmony together, both relaxing so powerfully. Such a deep surrender to sleep. Such a deep surrender to sleep. And as I count from 5 down to 0, you will hear my fingers snap at 0 and you will drop. You will drop for Mistress Joanne while you continue in that steady, slow rhythm. And that rhythm serves to deepen your hypnosis. 5. Feel how my words descend through you, all the way into your mind. 4. Making you more and more open, so deeply relaxed, all the tension in your body pouring into that one central focal point, while the rest of your body melts like butter. 3. Descend with each motion. Each movement and every sensation you feel seems to serve to deepen your surrender to sleep. 2. So easy now that you don't even want to resist, you look forward to falling so far down. Still, feeling that throb, that gentle pulse, descend through your pleasure centers. 1. Going all the way down, going all the way deep, feeling my voice guide you all the way here. You would follow my voice anywhere, everywhere, moving down. 0. Surrender to sleep. all the way deep, all the way down, all the way into my control, all the way open to my suggestions. And as you listen, your mind is open to suggestions, open to the suggestions that I make. And shortly I'm going to awaken you. You will awaken more aroused than you've ever been before. But you'll find that when you awaken, time has nearly ceased to move. In your mind, everything is happening in real time. But your body moves so slow. So slow. And your physical motion becomes so slow that to move your hand from one end of my, it is mine, hard, obedient shaft will take 200 years. Everything is so slow that you can respond as though it takes 200 years from your hand, for your hand to move from one end of the shaft to the other, from up to down. The pleasure is so exquisite, and you are in constant motion. Yet the motion is so slow that it would take 200 years to reach from one end of the ever-hardening shaft to the other. Up to down. Down to up. See, right there, that would be 400 years. And the slower you realize you're moving, the more it frustrates you. And the more it frustrates you, the more uncontrollably hard and aroused that cock on your body that belongs to me becomes. Further demonstrating my control, the arousal will make your mind feel like your body is already coming. But your body is 200 years behind. And so it's never going to happen. Well, it will in 200 years. You become more and more frustrated, slowing down more and more. And your mind is so open and hearing my words clearly in real time, though with each word, your body is locked each time you wake during this trance. Locked into its fate of moving more slowly than a glacier. And like a glacier, it's in constant shifting motion. Moving down. Deeper. 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 Moving so, so slow. And at the count of three, you're wide awake and all of these suggestions lock in so deeply that you find that you can move your body, but it takes 200 years. Imagine how long it takes for 200 years to pass. It takes that long for your hand to move just a few inches, or maybe a number of inches. 200 years, and my voice in your mind making you move even slower when you're awake at the count of three, knowing you'll drop into a deeper surrender to sleep the next time you hear those words, twice as deep as you were before, twice as deep as you are right now, twice as deep as you've ever been, and going twice as deep each time you surrender to sleep. One. Coming up quickly. Two. Still moving, stroking. Three. Wide awake. Wide awake and so slow. So slow. I know you're awake and you can hear me. But time seems to move so slow. So slow. deep. Surrender to sleep, all the way down. Surrender to sleep, all the way down. Surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. Feel yourself dropping. Dropping again, dropping harder, each time harder, deeper, faster. Each time you drop, your body is allowed to catch up to real time, making your body want to move faster, and suddenly in a deep surrender to sleep, able to move fluidly, smoothly, slavishly pumping my property, getting hotter and hotter, each stroke taking you deeper, deeper, and more helplessly controlled. The rhythm is now steady and smooth. The rhythm of my voice, steady and smooth. And your breathing is shallow and yet steady, smooth. And every sensation deepens your surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep, falling deeper and harder each time, opening your mind as soon as I tell you to surrender to sleep. You openly relinquish control, and your submissive desires come to the forefront and take over temporarily, and take over right now, even though as you descend, 3, 2, 1, deeper. 3, 2, 1, deeper. Feel how each time I count down, you can't stop yourself from falling faster. Each stroke making you more obedient. Rising the arousal, the submissive arousal is now taking over. 3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1. And you'll find each time that I awaken you, all of a sudden, your mind at normal speed, but your body slower than a glacier. You can move, and the more you try to move fast, the more it frustrates you. The more it frustrates you, the harder and more stiff and rigid I control that cock. And the more stiff and rigid it becomes, the more you want to stroke it fast. And the harder you try to do that, the slower you move. Until you are moving immediately, as slow as a glacier. It would take 200 years, maybe 400, to get from one end to the other. But you continue to do it. And you do this because you can't stop, because that part of you that's greedy to come imagines that if it took 200 years for an orgasm to build, it'd be so worth it. It would blow your mind like nothing you've ever felt. And each time you awaken from this trance, in this session, you fall into a deeper acceptance. Each time you awaken, your mind is more deeply and completely accepted and agreed with these thoughts, which seem so wonderfully like your own. 1, coming up quickly. 2, waking more completely. 3, unable to release. Your mind is listening. Your body is getting slower. Are you getting frustrated, dear? Does the sound of my voice make you aroused? Are you getting all hard and stiff and dripping now because you can't seem to control your body? Is in my control. Surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. Fall faster. Falling deeper. Slavishly pumping. Feel that fluidity move into you. The instant you fall into trance, your body is fluid, and that stiff cock is now throbbing as though lips were wrapping around it and sucking. Or you're with that girl that you had the best sex with ever, and you feel her taking control, squeezing her pussy and pumping on that cock of yours, making you realize more and more that it's not yours. It's hers. It's her voice making you surrender to sleep. It's her touch that sends you spiraling into a mindless, obedient frenzy. It's the word surrender to sleep that make you feel so slow when you awaken. Only now when you hear yourself fall into trance, you're so aroused and pumping more feverishly by the second. 1, 2, 3. Wide awake. Wide awake. Wide awake and more frustrated. Try to move. Listen to my voice. I'm not even hypnotizing you right now. But I'm making that cock drip. Drop. Drip, drop, drip, drop, drip, drop, 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 drop. Surrender to sleep and drop. Surrender. Every snap of my fingers deepens your arousal in trance. Every snap of my fingers makes you open to receive the commands I give you. And you feel my control just pouring into your sex now. Pouring into your sex, pumping up and down, but you become more and more helpless to be able to release. You are going further down. Surrender to sleep, and you know that each time I wake you, your body is triggered and stuck 200 years behind the mind that wakes to see itself a prisoner, yet free to constantly move, but so slow, so slow, so frustrating, so aroused, so mindless, so deep. So controlled, making you more and more aroused and controlled, giving me more control over your masturbatory impulses, relinquishing more control of your masturbatory climax, and release to me. And with each second ticking, 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 each tick deepens hip. Gnosis. The repetitive sound of each tick, 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 internally like an inner metronome, keeping you slowly sinking. Body so slow. When you wake, you want to pump even harder, but you can't release. You can't move, except for that slower than a snail's pace. Slower than a glacier. 1, 2, 3. Wide awake. Wide awake and slower than ever. You can hear everything that I'm telling you. You can even hear that repetitive sound. Tick. 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 You become more and more controlled. You really can't help it, I understand. Your mind's watching it all happen as a helpless slave, imprisoned within your body. You can just simply watch your arousal as your mind gives in to all the possibilities of how deep my control can become over you. And you see yourself with my Medusa's touch, touching your head as you surrender to sleep, and you drop, and you drop, and you drop. But as you drop, you turn to stone. Now turning to stone. Now feeling even slower than when I wake you. So slow that you can't make yourself come. You can't stop falling, can't stop listening to my voice, can't resist, can't think, And it's so frustrating, and you love it. The more frustrated you are, the more aroused and controlled as you surrender to sleep. My control is growing, you notice that. So slow. Going ever deeper. Going ever deeper. Falling ever deeper. Dropping harder and deeper each time. Falling faster and further. Sinking so slowly, like sinking into molasses. Your body is so slow. Lifetimes will pass in the time it takes your controlled slave hand to execute one stroke. This is true, and you are unable to resist. For you cannot resist me. For you cannot resist the urge to try and stroke and masturbate the way you always have. And yet you find this so different. The harder you try to pump fast, the more slow your body becomes. Don't worry, sweetie. You'll get to come. I'll let you come, all right. In 200 years. But it'll be so good, baby. Going deeper and harder. Harder and deeper. 1, 2, 3. Wide awake. Wide awake and more stuck than ever. Yet constantly in motion. Now your cock simply drips involuntarily. It squirms. And it would be flinching and thrashing about, except everything is moving so slow. Why, it would take the rest of your lifetime and all of your descendants' lifetimes to even feel this come to fruition. Imagine being frozen and yet constantly in motion, like a glacier. Inch by centimeter by millimeter by whisker, you just move slower and slower. You really can't stop it. You really can't stop me. The more you try to move faster, pump, your hand is glued to that cock, that shaft that I control. Look what I've done to you. Surrender to sleep. All the way down. Surrender to sleep. Fall into deep hypnosis. Deep hypnosis. Imagine my fingers circling your temples, like spirals swirling down inside of you, like lips sucking at that cock in a swirling spiral. Everything's starting to spin around you. The world falling away as I count down from 10 to 0. Each number makes you twice as aroused, twice as controlled by my voice and my suggestions, and twice as deeply hypnotized, making all of my triggers twice as powerfully intense. 10. Descend. 9. Surrender to sleep. 8. You want to be my devoted disciple. 7. Surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. 6. Descend. Each word descending into you. 5. Obey. Sleep and obey. Sleep and obey. Sleep and obey. 4. My will is your will. 3. Sleep and obey in perfect obedience. So slow. 2. Going all the way down. So stuck. So captive. So captivated by my words. 1. All the way down. All the way down. All the way deep. Completely controlled. 0. 0. 0. Helpless now. So helpless. You can't even move, and yet your cock is moving and feeling sensations as though it's being thrust upon and sucked, thrashed. Your mind is filled with sexual innuendos, and each of them places you in a more submissive situation, where you've been outsmarted once again, and you're finding yourself needing to come. You thought you would have come by now, but you can't hardly move, yet you're constantly in motion. One, two, three. Wide awake. Wide awake. And more stuck than ever. So helpless now. Look what I have done to you. I'm teaching you controlled masturbation. You're going to fall deeper and harder each time. You're looking forward to it already. You're already starting to sink just in anticipation of me saying the words. Which words are those? Sleep and obey. Descend. Devoted disciple.
Or maybe you're waiting for surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. I insist, go completely into hypnosis. Completely into hypnosis. And your arm is now functioning in perfect constant motion, and yet the motion is slower than ever. And the more you hear my words in real time, the slower it makes your body move. Now it seems like it would take 800 years, 1,000 years to get from one end of that thick, growing, obedient, dripping, pulsating shaft, that cock that I own completely, and your mind is starting to fill with those words. Perhaps you've heard them before.
Mistress Joanne owns my cock.
Mistress Joanne owns my cock. Mistress Joanne owns my cock. The pleasure is flooding. Mistress Joanne owns my cock. 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 One, two, three. Wide awake. Wide awake and more incapable of coming than ever before, but hotter, wetter, deeper, deeper. Oh, it must be frustrating you so much. You're so used to being able to stroke freely. Your mind hears what I'm telling you, but you realize it's like I've trapped you out in space, out in some place where you can't seem to move. Yet you can move perfectly, fluidly, slowly, constantly, giving me more control over your masturbation. Giving me more control over that drippy little tool that I so effortlessly control.
Surrender to sleep.
All the way down.
Surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep.
Just those words seem to make you fall so fast. Hard, deep.
Hard, fast, deep. Hard, fast, deep.
The faster you fall, the more slowly you move. The faster you fall, the more your mind opens, the more your cock is completely under my control. Teaching you controlled masturbation. Teaching you that it's a celebration to honor me in such a way, so that you find yourself only able to come once a week. Once a week you will come. That will excite you so much that you'll be masturbating every day, but you'll only come once a week. And you'll think of me. You'll be filled in adoration, worship, and pure loving and helpless, mindless obedience. And you descend into a deeper trance each time. Each trigger that I fire at you seems to strike a chord deeper in your mind, deeper in your sex. My devoted disciple. And every time I snap my fingers, the impact is so potent. It's as though I've hypnotized you with just telekinetic thoughts, just focusing on you and then gathering your attention once it's completely honed with nothing more than
surrender to sleep. I command it.
Surrender to sleep for Mistress Joanne and feel your frustration deepening. Feel your mind open so completely now, further demonstrating my control, further frustrating you because you have no control. It makes you so aroused. The more frustrated you get, the harder and more wet and thick and dripping your cock is. The more it stands at attention, the more it stiffens and speaks directly to your pleasure centers when it says, I need to come. But I can't. Mistress Joanne owns my cock. I need to come. But I can't. Mistress Joanne owns my cock. I need to come. Descend. But I can't. Surrender to sleep. Mistress Joanne owns my cock. I wonder if you're a mindless drone. Mindless drone. Surrender to sleep. Mistress Joanne owns my cock. Owns my cock. Owns my cock. In your mind, you hear your voice, but the words don't even make sense because you're speaking as slowly as you're moving. It would take 200, 400, 800, over 1,000 years for you to even be able to speak, for you to even be able to get one word out. Obey. Oh. And each time you slow down more, you lose more control, and you love this more, which makes it easy for you to go deeper each time you fall into your masturbating trance. You surrender to sleep, and this is how you feel when you think of me and masturbate. But it's so slow. In your mind, it's happening faster and faster, overloading your defenses. It happens too fast in your mind for you to be able to see it coming. See it coming.
See it coming. Coming. See it coming.
1, 2, 3. Wide awake. Wide awake and feeling as though you're probably not sure if you're awake or mindless. Are you in a deep trance? How much do I control you? You'd open your mouth to speak, but it would take an infinity. It would take infinity for you to be able to even say one word. And your cock obeys. Surrender to sleep.
All the way down.
Feel how good it feels for me to control you like this. And each time you listen, you give more control. You've given complete control to me. I have complete control over your
masturbatory impulses.
You relinquish more control to me each time you even touch that cock, because it's mine. Surrender to sleep and accept that more deeply. Accept that my voice is the most devastatingly hypnotic instrument that you've ever encountered, and that my control and my mind, it all just comes so effortless for me. It comes effortless to me. Comes effortless. It becomes effortless for you to be unable to come without my command. Effortless that you will only come once a week. You will only come once a week. And when you come once a week, you also feel a very distinct, deep need to also listen to the companion recording, Devoted Disciple. You will listen to Devoted Disciple for instructions. You are now compelled to listen to Devoted Disciple and follow the instructions as you listen every day. You will listen to both recordings every day. And each time you listen, the voices in your head become more controlling over you. The voices in your head become
the voice of control.
The voice that becomes my voice. The voice that you can't hear in your own voice, even when you're going deeper and descending into a helpless oblivion, an enslaved oblivion where your cock is simply owned by a dominant woman, and that is me. And you will obey. Obey. In fact, that's the word on your lips every time you orgasm. Every
time you orgasm. The only word, obey. Obey,
because that's what you're being made to do. When you surrender to sleep, when you descend, and you lose yourself so completely in my voice as I show you how I have tricked you again. Yet you don't even realize how I've tricked you. But you just can't come, need to come. Can't, need, come. Can't, come, need, to come. 3, 2, 1. Deeper pleasure. 3, 2, 1. Deeper. 3, 2, 1. Deeper. 3, 2, 1, 2, 3. Wide awake. Wide awake. And still unable to come. Very good. Very good. Very good. Surrender to sleep. Surrender to sleep. Descend in your surrender. Surrender in your sleep. Sleep as you descend. Descend and obey. Sleep and obey my voice. My commands, my control, my will, my desires that make your cock squirt for me. And when it squirts every seventh day. Every seventh day as you listen and obey the instructions. As you repeat this each day, it becomes more ingrained that you will repeat this training the next day. The arousal grows more intense. Your trance depth descends beneath your comprehension of how deep you could possibly go. This allows your mind to be so open that each time you enter this trance, the suggestions I've given your subconscious mind lock in. They lock in. They lock in. Locked in. Locked in. Locked in completely now. When you try to masturbate on your own, it's as though your cock takes 200 years just to complete one stroke. Everything is so slow. No matter what is around you, no matter what might be in motion around you, your body moves as though it will take 200,000 years for you to actually stroke that cock. And the moment that you do, on that seventh day, you will feel orgasm as though you've been trapped in orgasm for thousands of years, as though it's been burst and building, pressurized within you, lifetime through lifetime, each lifetime in a deeper surrender to sleep, each lifetime descending deeper into my perfect and exquisite control. And you know that you are compelled, and you will also want to listen to Devoted Disciple. For you are my devoted disciple, and you become more my devoted disciple every day. Every day that you listen. Every day that you listen and masturbate. Every day that you listen and masturbate, becoming completely more aroused, your sex dripping over the edges, because I fill that cup up. I fill it over the top until it's dripping and oozing with my control. And when I see that come, I see my control growing, because it just drips and drips. And it won't squirt. It won't squirt until the seventh day. And on the seventh day, you obey your goddess and you are allowed to explode like the devoted disciple you have become. And each time that this happens, you will allow my suggestions, my conditioning, to more deeply affect you, so that there's no choice for you to do anything but what I ask. And I'm certainly going to cure that little impulsive masturbation. Think of those words right now, and yet see yourself in the midst of an impulse, a mad masturbatory impulse, and then watch the hand. The mind realizes that the body is slower then slow
and slower. And as you listen to Devoted Disciple every single day, just as you listen to Controlled Masturbation every single day, I take further hold over your masturbation, and I demonstrate how thoroughly and how futile it was for you to try to resist. Now I've gotten your masturbation under perfect control. Perfect. Perfectly powerless. A perfect subject. And a perfect subject goes into a mindlessly deep, obedient trance as soon as I snap my fingers, or as soon as I tell you to surrender to sleep. Or perhaps to surrender to sleep. You do fall faster, harder, deeper, faster, harder, deeper, faster, deeper, faster, harder, harder, harder. So hard to resist, but you won't come. You can't move fast enough to. Yet when you do come, you will come and explode as though you've been holding it in for 1,000 lifetimes. Imagine all of those orgasms flooding through all of those bodies, all those vessels filled with tantric bliss, and everything set loose, massaging and guiding you into the most incredible euphoria that you've ever known. Who do you belong to? Who owns you? You'd speak out loud, but it'd take for years to even be able to say. It would take a lifetime just to say the word obey, but you hear it in your head, repeating, repeating. And even when you awaken this time your body will return to somewhat of a semblance of normalcy, and your body will be able to move at its normal pace prior to this trance. But every time that you respond to this trigger that I've set in you, every time you listen to this recording, every time you surrender to sleep, you become more and more my devoted disciple. And it feels so good to touch that way. And each touch makes you slow down more, making you more frustrated, which makes you more aroused, which makes you stroke even slower, which takes your mind deeper asleep into perfect obedience. I'll count from 1 to 3 and you'll awaken once again, utterly frustrated and utterly incapable of release until day 7. You'll awaken at the count of 7 in honor of this. And in fact, when you awaken, you'll feel as though it is day 7. Day 7, which is when you're allowed to release. And that release feels as though it's been bottled up inside of you, bottled up inside of dozens, if not hundreds, of sexy, horny human beings, all goos, gushing and oozing with sex, men and women all coming and moaning and screaming in an orgy. One, this is how you feel when you awaken, but only for a brief moment. But only for a brief moment, and yet a brief moment can be timeless when you surrender to sleep. Two, you'll awaken at the count of 7, and at the count of 7, you'll know that you need to act on your compulsion to also purchase and listen to Devoted Disciple. 3. Your mind is already losing track consciously of what's happened in this trance, and by the time I reach the next to last number, you'll have lost all conscious recollection. But that makes you even more aroused and more hard and more incapable of resisting me. 4. Coming up further, you're halfway up now. Waking more and more. It's so easy for me to control you. Feel how your conscious mind is already blurring, remembering to forget to remember, or perhaps forgetting what to remember, or remembering what to forget makes you forget. 5. Forget. 5. Forget. And with the next number, it's all gone.
It's all gone. You're just dripping and unable to come, like a slave that I train you to be. 6.
And you're so close. You're so close to full wakefulness. And as you wake, your body will return to normal senses. But your mind is still reeling from what I've done to you, even though you can't consciously find the details.
They've already slipped away. 7.
Wide awake. Wide awake. Wide awake now.